WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to That Girl Affirmations. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions at work? Like your job is sucking the life out of you instead of fueling your dreams? Trust me, you are not alone. We all have those days where we stare blankly at our screens wondering what we're even doing with our lives. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that finding happiness in your work isn't just a pipe dream, it's totally achievable. It might sound like a big leap, but sometimes the smallest shifts can make a world of difference. Today, we're diving deep into how to sprinkle that work-life magic and turn your job from a chore into something you actually look forward to. Get ready for 5 power-packed takeaways that will help you unlock that inner sparkle even on those Monday mornings when all you want to do is hide under the covers. First things first, let's talk about aligning your work with your values. Imagine this. You're pouring your heart and soul into something that genuinely matters to you, something that feels purposeful and meaningful. That's right, I'm talking about finding a job that resonates with your core beliefs and passions. Think about it, what gets you fired up? What issues make you want to roll up your sleeves and get things done? Maybe it's social justice, environmental sustainability, or simply helping others succeed. By identifying those values, you can start looking for opportunities that truly align with who you are at your core. Number 2. Master the art of small victories. We all crave that sense of accomplishment, right? But sometimes, when we're bogged down in a big project, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and lose sight of the wins along the way. That's where those little triumphs come in. Celebrating those mini milestones can seriously boost your mood and keep you motivated. Finish that report. Celebrate. Nailed that presentation? Woo-woo. Remember, every step forward counts. Next up, cultivate a supportive work environment. Let's be real, nobody thrives in a toxic workplace. You deserve to feel safe, respected, and appreciated. So, how do you create that magic? Start by building strong relationships with your colleagues, lend a helping hand when needed, offer genuine compliments, and engage in positive conversations. Remember, a little kindness goes a long way. Now, number 4. Learn something new every day. Keep those brain cells firing. Challenge yourself to learn something fresh at work. Maybe it's a new software program, a different communication strategy, or even just a new industry trend. Learning keeps things interesting and helps you grow professionally. Plus, who doesn't love feeling like a total rockstar when they master something new? And finally, don't forget to prioritize self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for finding happiness in any aspect of life, including work. Make time for things you enjoy, whether it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, or simply taking a walk in nature. Remember, a refreshed and recharged you is a happy and productive you. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who was feeling burnt out from her desk job. She felt stuck in a rut, daydreaming about escape during every meeting. But then she decided to take my advice. She started incorporating small victories into her workday by celebrating each completed task and focusing on the positive impact of her work. She also joined a book club with her colleagues, which helped her build stronger relationships and find common ground outside of work. Sarah's story is a reminder that even seemingly small changes can make a huge difference in how we feel about our jobs. So, my loves, remember those 5 powerful takeaways. Align your work with your values, celebrate those small victories, cultivate a supportive environment, keep learning and growing, and always prioritize self-care. Let's recap. It's all about finding that sweet spot where your work feels purposeful, rewarding, and yes, even joyful. By taking action on these tips, you can transform your relationship with your job and rediscover the magic of doing what you love. Now go out there and shine, beautiful souls. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little work-life inspiration, and don't forget to leave a review if you loved it. Until next time, keep radiating that inner glow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.